And insure everything in one place with Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and
a splitting headache?
Is my blood pressure swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
Radio X. News update. Next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See. We, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier, HSBC UK, opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Monday morning. Thanks for waking up, listening to the Chris Moyles Show. Chris Moyles here. Hello. How you doing? You all right? That's nice. Okay, good. Dominic Burns got your news, spot and weather. It's a minute past seven.
From Global's newsroom, Sir Keir Starmer says he's prepared to put British troops on the ground in Ukraine for the first time if there's a deal to end the war with Russia. Ahead of an emergency meeting of European leaders in Paris later, the Prime Minister says the UK is ready to play a leading role, but he claims it's not a decision he would take lightly. US senior officials are meeting Russian negotiators in Saudi Arabia this week without Europe. Donald Trump claims Vladimir Putin wants to stop the fighting.
I think he wants to end it, and they want to end it fast. Both of them. And Zelensky wants to end it too. I mean, you know, it's too bad it started. It would have been a lot easier to end it before it started, right?
In other news this morning, police officers across England and Wales will now receive training in how to handle non-contact sexual offences. That includes upskirting and voyeurism. Experts say it can often be a gateway to more serious violent crime. The government says it's met its target of creating 2 million extra NHS appointments in England. The promise was in Labour's election manifesto, but Sir Keir Starmer says he knows the job isn't done yet. And Conclave has taken the Best Picture prize at the BAFTAs. The drama starring Ralph Fiennes also took home the Outstanding British Film, the Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Editing. And there was a big prize for Warwick Davis. He spoke at London's Royal Festival Hall. He got the Fellowship Prize last night, BAFTA's highest honour.
Well, this is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I've been in Star Wars.
I love that clip.
It was so lovely.
Yeah.
I watched that. It was so, so lovely.
Well deserved as well.
And his kids were there and he mentioned his wife who passed away last year. And, I was so happy for him. Well, I don't know Warwick very well. I've met him a handful of times.
He's always great whenever he's in, isn't he?
Always great. He's such a pro and he ruddy loves it.
Yeah.
And you can see he just loves it.
Mm.
And even made a joke at the end going, look, if anybody needs anybody, you know, any short BAFTA-winning actors,
absolutely,
you know, give me a call.
Yeah.
But I was so pleased for him.
Well done, Warwick Davis.
And also well done to the lineup of talent in that room was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And it still blows my mind that you get two fantastic actors, put them together on stage to read an awful joke from the autocue, and it is dreadful. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's cringeworthy. But well done to everyone involved.
Well done.
Sport.
Liverpool have restored their 7-point lead at the top of the Premier League thanks to a 2-1 win at home to Wolves yesterday. Boss Arne Slot says it was an important win in their pursuit of the title.
It's so difficult to win a game of football. People always feel like, you've got Mo Salah, what are you talking about? He will always score for you a goal. And no. It's so difficult to win a game of football every 3 days.
So, is he saying words?
Yeah, he's saying worse on a slot.
Okay, let me hear another game, please.
It's so difficult to win a game of football. People always feel like, you've got Mo Salah, what are you talking about? He will always score for you a goal. And it's so difficult to win a game of football every 3 days.
Yeah, he's so right.
Yes, right, Tom, yes. Yeah, because people always say to me, you know, look, you're the manager of Liverpool.
Yeah.
And you really like it.
Yeah. He's very likable. I like Arne Slot. I'm very biased, obviously, as well. Spurs beat Manchester United 1-0 yesterday. That means Spurs climb up to 12th above United. United are now 15th after a third defeat in four top-flight matches. And in the Scottish Premiership, two Jamie McCart own goals helped Rangers to a 3-1 win at Hearts. Hibs and St Mirren shared a goalless draw.
Alex has texted in saying also, did you see that Medi Cinema got the BAFTA as well?
Oh, great.
Which is Simon Hickson.
Yes.
From Trevor and
Trevor
Simon.
Trevor Simon, yeah.
He's been doing Medi Cinema for a good few years now.
Oh,
so
that's brilliant.
Well done to them. Yeah, what a lovely thing.
Congratulations
to them. Yeah.
Awesome.
And there was a little clip of what Medi Cinema, well, a little video of what it's all about. And there was a bit of him sat there explaining how it works and everything. And I'm like, I wonder how many people don't realise that's And Simon from Trevor and Simon.
Absolutely, yeah.
The man who would shout, swing your pants.
Yeah,
we don't do duvets. Yeah. And here he is doing such a fantastic thing with Medi Cinema. Anyway,
well,
there you are.
Weather. With eBay. Get your vehicle winter ready with their range of car parts and accessories.
Very cold to start with, but mainly bright and dry across England and Wales. A few wintry showers in Scotland later. Temperatures up to around 7 degrees.
Do you like nuts? I love nuts.
Oh, thanks, Pip. No, any time of day.
Do you like nuts?
Yes, I do.
I love nuts. Oh,
we both like nuts.
Do you like nuts?
Yes.
I love nuts.
Good. From Global's newsroom for Radio X.
Do you like nuts?
Yes.
I love nuts.
I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Thank you very much indeed.
Do you like
nuts?
Yes.
Yes, me and Dom like nuts.
We'll do.
Do you like nuts?
I love nuts.
That's lovely. Right, good morning.
The Chris Miles Show.
Chris, talking about the BAFTAs, did you see Jeff Goldblum play the piano? Isn't he the coolest man alive?
Yeah. He is the coolest man alive.
And not only was it brilliant, it was in the memoriam section
right.
when they show pictures of people who passed away, and there's always at least one person there where you go, ah, I didn't know they died.
Mm.
And oh God, I forgot they died. And then it would go to the pictures and the videos and they would come back to him playing and he played all the way through and everything. And then it just come back to him at one point and he's just sat there playing the piano with one hand. And it just looked... It was beautifully done.
Why was he only using one hand?
Because he's that good at playing the piano. Right. He doesn't need two.
Doesn't need two hands.
You know, you look at Jules Holland, Elton John,
You
know, Les Dawson. Great piano players. But they always use both hands.
Yeah.
Jeff's like... I think he was texting.
Was he? On the other... Wow.
And he was on the gram with his left hand.
Yeah.
He was playing with his right hand.
See, that is a skill.
Yeah.
That is a big skill.
Do you like nuts?
Yes, I do. Yeah, do you?
I love nuts.
That's great. Lovely.
That's nuts today, Pip.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. Donald Trump getting involved there with all the troubles going on.
Yep.
He said... it would have been easier to end it before it started.
Yeah.
Which is...
That's right. I think you can't end something if it hasn't started.
Well...
It's worth saying, isn't it?
He said it would have been easier to end it before it started.
Yeah.
Which is a good way to sum up your swingers weekend.
Right.
I guess,
well,
do you like nuts? I love nuts.
And,
right.
Well, and it wasn't one of those. It was just a nice weekend.
Speaking of swingers, very briefly...
Look at me when you say that.
I only noticed this the other day. Mm. We've had a doormat, which we bought when we moved in for the last 7 years... There's 3 pineapples on. Who knew?
Oh. Well, hold on. And what does it say? Welcome, come on in.
Isn't that like a bit of a... That's a calling card for those people, isn't it?
Now, are they... When you look at your door, which way are they facing?
No, they're facing upright.
Yeah.
Because I want... You know, because it's supposed to be welcoming when people look... Oh, look, 3 lovely pineapples.
Are they meant to be upside... So if they're upside down, then that's a kind of...
Down.
A call to arms.
So if I were to walk up to your door and see the mat...
Yeah.
Are they upside down or normal?
No, they'd be normal.
Okay, but when you come out of the flat, they're upside down.
Or when people leave...
Oh, so you go to your flat as a normal person, you leave as a swinger.
As a swinger.
Forever changed.
But I'd only just noticed
You've had Dominic around your flat how many times?
Oh, loads of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Do you remember when we played hide and seek?
Yeah, we played hide and seek.
Do you like nuts?
I do like nuts.
I love nuts.
I like nuts too.
We played hide and seek in our flat.
We did play hide and seek in your flat.
I dread to even think.
Yeah.
Oh,
found me. Again. It's a great game.
We've only got two beds.
Yeah.
Not again.
Got me.
Anyway, there you go.
Do you like nuts?
Yeah.
I love nuts.
That's right.
Yes, we do.
Jordan's been on. Chris, will you please dry your liberal eyes? You've had two digs at the right wing already, and it's 7:10. Yeah, you're right. Sorry about that. I should have...
Sorry, Jordan.
I should have got three in for... My eyes are not... My eyes are not in need of drying.
No.
I don't think so.
Dry your liberal eyes, will you?
I think I'm all right. What did I say?
You said that Twitter was full of right-wing vids and fighty videos.
Right.
It's true.
There's a lot of
fighting. That's not a dig, though, is it?
Not a dig, no.
It's a fact. It's not a dig, though, Jordan. Oh, Jordan. Oh, no, Jordan. You're a right-wing snowflake. Oh, no. That never, ever, ever happens. A right-wing snowflake. God, that's like, I don't know, being a friend of Pippa's and underweight.
Hang on.
That's like somebody who likes James, but they're in a relationship.
Don't bring my friends into this.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, well, there's no room. There's so we've got Dominic Burns' bulging sack of letters to do.
Yeah, it is pretty bulging, actually.
We have an announcement to make just after 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with Oasis.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Oh, I should have some Oasis music to build the announcement.
Yeah.
Pippa has a weekend update, and then we have the More Music Hour, because I like to be lazy on Monday morning. So we'll do the More Music Hour from 9 o'clock. As well as that, the content klaxon might go off today.
Yes, it might go off today.
When that happens, somebody on the show has to deliver some content. The last time it went off, it was Captain Crapbeard who found a new fart.
Yeah, Fart 21 is known as now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a statement, the content klaxon.
It is, isn't it?
A bit of pressure.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean it'll be good.
No. Oh, no. 50-50.
Almost definitely not.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we had 20 farts and now we have 21 farts. Fart number 3, fart number 5, fart number 6, number 8, 11, 13, 17, 19, and 20. But we added to that the last time the content klaxon went off with the new fart, the squeaker, number 21. There you are. So there you are.
could be my favourite.
Yeah. It's trying to say something.
Yeah.
Hello. You got the idea or not?
Captain was so happy with himself that day.
He were quite rightly.
Good
it's,
day.
It's a good body of work.
People are now texting about right wing Jordan.
Oh.
Stick with the farts, I prefer those, he says. He's been on.
Oh.
He's been on.
Morning, Jordan.
Let's go through his previous text history. Imagine calling a billionaire an idiot. That's one. Don't know what that was in reference to.
Oh, you can definitely combine the two of those.
Oh, God, yeah. You can still be an idiot and a billionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris, stop talking about politics. You are clueless. That's another one Jordan sent me in the past.
He didn't want you talking about climate change either.
What's that?
Stop talking about climate change. Your argument then it was hot in California and cold here. It's always been like that. Toby just isn't funny.
All right, so he's not always wrong.
Oh, because Toby sometimes has digs at Donald Trump, and I think Jordan's a Trump fan. So that'll
he
be
is
right.
a Trump
so
fan, I think, yeah.
Jordan has actually texted something right.
Oh, yeah.
Towards the end of last year, he wrote, Trump 2024 baby. So there you are.
Right.
And he is a baby. You're absolutely right. And I would have thought, Jordan, you'd have been a supporter of Donald Trump. But you are right. He is indeed a very thin-skinned, small-hand baby.
That said, morning, Jordan. Morning.
That said, we love the fact that you're listening to the show.
Exactly,
you
right
wing snowflake.
We do usually just do farts, to be fair.
Yeah.
We do more than just farts, Pippa. We're not just a childish show.
Do you like nuts? I love nuts. Do you like nuts? I love nuts. Thank you.
We also contain nuts.
Jordan, next time you text in, we'll make sure you end your text with from Jordan the right wing snowflake, please. And well, you'll be a new character on our show.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Oh, dear. lots of text coming in. Stick with the farts, I prefer those. It's such a weird put down that's not a put down.
Mm.
Shut up. Shut up talking about politics, Chris. Just stick with the farts.
Yeah. We know
that's where
we
I live.
Exactly.
That's what I want from you. what else happened over the weekend? Oh! I had lunch on Saturday after the show with my friend Steve, who works at Apple.
Forgot to send questions.
No, you gave me questions.
You gave Chris some on air.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Mm.
You wanted to know if about the big ring.
I did want to know about the big ring.
And is he ever in the big... Well, does he work in the big ring? Does he ever go into the big ring?
Yes.
Apple has a big ring.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Infinite Loop.
I don't know.
It's huge. It's like the size of a town, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It's like the American version of Television Centre.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Yeah, it's the donut.
And that's where they have the Apple Theatre, where they do all the launches and all of that.
Yeah.
He doesn't work there.
Oh, okay.
But he's probably there twice a week, two or three times a week, he said.
That's
he's there.
Cool. Can I go visit with him? I had another question. Did you ask him?
Yes.
Is anyone allowed an Android there?
I didn't ask him that, no. But I can send him all these.
I started writing a list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Surely
does
not.
Does he get the new iPhone every year? That's what I wanted to know as well.
I imagine as part of your joining setup, you get all the Apple products.
You're not going to have an Android, are you?
No.
I imagine.
You wouldn't be allowed to plug it in anywhere.
No.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true, that's true.
Although now they're all the same lead.
They are all the same lead.
Oh, yeah, true.
He's
but, you know, there'd be some sort of detector on.
How does that work?
He was saying he's worked for Apple for now like something like 28 years or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez,
probably amazing. Back in the day when Apple was Apple Macintosh.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's like to work for Apple.
Mm.
I imagine, you know, like Google's really creative and you've got, you know, slides and bean bags and stuff. You know,
right.
You know, yeah. If Apple has fun stuff like
creative. It's just got wires and USBs everywhere.
Yeah.
Wherever you put your phone down, it's a charging point. It's a wireless point. You know, you put it on a table, bing, oh, it's charging. Look at that. Stick up the ceiling.
Radio
X. Put it down the loo.
Coming up, more of the rock and rollin' Radio X type of radio broadcasted on, well, Radio X.
That's it, yeah, lovely.
Without saying that we have a cool thing to tell you after 8, I'll just say we have a cool thing to tell you after 8.
Yeah.
Plus, we have the weekend roundup quiz type thingy and Dominic Byrne's letters feature shortly.
Yeah.
As Johnny Vaughan would say, relax back. We got this. We'll take it from here.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So I hope you had a good weekend. Back to it then for all of us. But don't worry, the Chris Miles Show is here. We've got me and Dominic.
Hello.
Pippa.
Hello.
To make you feel better about yourself, we've got James.
Hello.
We've got some great music and some farts.
Hello.
Thank you. morning if you just switched on, by the way. The things that you've missed already since we've been on the air for 50 minutes.
Do you like nuts? I love nuts.
And also the fact that I put a picture of me on Instagram with a vote. Should I keep my beard or get rid of it? And one of the people who replied, Anthea Turner, said she's not normally a beard type of a gal.
Yeah.
Clearly, she's not from Leeds. But she did say it was a very neat.
What a lovely thing for her to say, to get in contact.
Clearly fancies me.
I think so. That's why I'm reading into that.
Question on the poll, the vote, including Anthea, who said you could keep it.
Yeah.
Because the majority have said you should keep it, are you going to keep it, or is it just a...
There's no legals in this whatsoever.
No, it was
just merely just a post on social media to garner attention to my channels. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, it is what it is, isn't it?
It has absolutely no relevance whatsoever. It's more important that... basically, the beard will grow until Tiff's, I'm not sure about it, turns to, just take it off!
Yeah.
Got it.
It's like an angry version of the Masked Singer.
Right.
For the love of God, take it off! I'm like, all right. I made her touch it yesterday and she freaked out.
Really?
She's like, I don't like it. It's all soft.
I'm like, it's not a good sign, is it?
Not really. But yeah, when your girlfriend touches something and goes, it's soft, it's so weird,
yeah.
It's not really what you want to hear.
That's just what I was thinking, really, yeah.
It's just as you've gone to bed on a Sunday evening. But anyway, Anthea, thanks very much for liking my beard.
Yeah, Anthea.
Yeah.
Love that.
In your face, James Robinson. Yeah. The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show. With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. The best day ever.
Whoa, look out, storm chasers!
Brace yourself for Tornado Springs.
With some serious spinning, thrilling, and rollercoastering.
Discover a lost kingdom. A Jurassic world with dinosaurs, two world-class coasters, and a lovable pig. Wait. What?
Hello, I'm Peppa Pig.
Come and meet Peppa and her friends at Peppa Pig World, Peppa's very own theme park.
And because one day won't do, book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Important park!
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalized limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
You'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
You get more when you go by train with Southern Railway. Like more of the fast track and less, the slow lane. More space to stretch and less squeezing into a hard-to-find parking space. And more fuel in your tank because there's less to drive you round the bend.
Oh, come on.
Get more when you go by train with Southern Railway with kids' tickets for just £2 at southernrailway.com. Terms apply.
Formula One is coming to London with F175 live at the O2. A spectacular season launch, Tuesday, February the 18th. All 10 teams and all 20 drivers together for the first time ever in an incredible evening of epic entertainment, marking the start of the 75th F1 season. Watch all the action live from 8 p.m. at youtube.com/Formula One.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy. Happy Monday.
Everybody's Chris.
Chris Moyles. I'm kidding, we're not doing musical ones this week. Too much hard work. Instead, on today's 4 till 7 thing, Dr. Sunta Templeton gives us a detailed analysis of her birthday weekend. Plus, Gavin the Woodman Woods gets zoological on your ass as another man-eater is dissected in his heroic little slot. And a new pet town will be selected, ready for study. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
At Quaker, we've spent decades trying to photograph our porridge so it doesn't look like lumpy beige goop. But it can't be done, because Quaker is real food. Too busy being tasty to worry about looking pretty. So if you want real, take 2 minutes to make our mouth-watering golden syrup, cinnamon or hazelnut chocolate porridge and bask in its ugly glory. Quaker will always have a face for radio. Quaker. Deliciously real, deliciously ugly.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show. Everybody else is crap compared to us.
Radio X.
Anthea the Body Turner.
Wow. There you go. What a woman.
All over me like a rash. I have to say, back off, Anthea.
Yeah, absolutely.
No mistake.
I mean, are you going to start growing your beard now, James? Actually, to be fair, you've been growing it
since lockdown.
Since 2006.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since lockdown.
It's probably going to go this week, by the way. So enjoy it while you can.
It's going to take a while to trim initially because you've got it. There's a lot to get through.
I told you, I'm thinking about going and getting a proper shave.
Oh, yeah.
Like
the cutthroat.
Hot towel and all that where they burn your ears.
Yeah.
All that business.
Have you seen the things online where they do your nostrils and everything? They put wax up everything.
Yeah, no, you're all right.
Ooh.
No, thanks. No.
No.
But yeah, I think I might go and get it properly done. I'm a bit nervous because she basically given a complete stranger a fresh blade.
Yeah.
Which they then put to your face.
Yeah, if they're shaking at all, I'd just walk out.
Yeah.
You'll be absolutely fine then.
Nice to meet you. Take a seat. You're all right.
I'm all right, thanks.
Not you.
Just popped in, say hello to
me. Oh my God, it's Chris Moyles. I'm so nervous. I have to leave now.
Yeah, don't go anywhere near that person.
Oh my God, George Clooney. No, it's me, Chris, of course. So yeah, so I'll do that. But Pippa has a game to play later on this morning. We have our more music hour from 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you hopefully have some letters.
I do.
A lot.
Ish.
Okay, good.
Good ones, though.
In that case, I'll play a long song to eat into the letters time so you don't have to read all the bad letters out. Ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. Killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain. When the blitzkrieg raged and the finest thing. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game.
Sympathy for the Devil, 7:33, Monday morning, February the 17th, 2025. And it's the Chris Miles Show on Radio X. Hey, woo-woo, Dominic Byrne.
Woo-woo!
Got some letters?
I got some letters.
Come on then, let's do some letters.
Letters, we get letters. We get back and back the letters.
Oh, letters, we get letters. And the letters all have art.
Now, this is a bit of art. It literally is a bit of art, actually. Dear everyone, I thought it'd be a nice idea to thank you guys for being great on the radio with an exclusive personalised Radio X framed print designed using all of your names.
Oh.
I'm a huge fan of vintage objects, and a few years ago, my mum bought me a restored vintage typewriter. My degree in graphic design has hastened my passion for typography, is that what it's called? Typing? I had an idea of how to be creative, so I came up with this. Your listener friend, Joey.
Oh.
So there it is. It's a...
Oh, that's cool.
Big Radio X with all our names written. So, Chris, you're at the top.
Yeah.
And you come down to then there's me. And then you're there as well. I'm just pointing at people. Pippa and James. And then down the bottom, lots and lots of Captain Crapbeards.
Oh.
That's really cool.
All done on a typewriter.
Yeah, all done on a typewriter.
Really good.
Why?
Isn't that good?
Why?
Because he's arty. He's an arty man.
How long did that take?
Well, probably a hell of a long time.
You can just turn
actually,
that on the
that
computer,
would take forever,
can you?
Wouldn't it?
Can you just turn that on the computer in seconds?
Yeah. I think you'd appreciate it.
I don't.
What are the red ones? There's some red
that's
text
a,
in
the sort of a message from him saying, thanks very much for, you know,
right.
I love listening to the show type thing. Isn't that clever?
Sure. There you go.
I like stuff like that.
You can have that.
Letters in letters, if you want to have a look on his Etsy shop.
He's playing devil's advocate, aren't you, Chris?
Nope, yeah. He's got way too much time in his hands.
I hope you like the print. It'd be awesome if you could check out the shop. So that he's on Etsy. It's called Letters in Letters.
Letters in Letters.
Letters in Letters.
There you are.
Clever, isn't it?
He's done a request for Queens of the Stone Age in the middle of the art.
Yeah, in the art bit.
That's and it's
cool.
In letters.
It's in letters. It's letters, letters in letters. Letters, isn't that letters clever,
in
isn't it?
Letters. It's letters in letters in letters.
It's letters in letters in letters. Mm. From Joey, that is, who sent that in. Thanks, Joey. That's nice, isn't it?
Thanks, Joey.
I think it's very clever, that.
Who wants it? Who wants to take it home?
I think we should put it in the studio.
Brand room, yeah.
In the brand room. In the green room.
Green room.
Yeah. There you are.
Why don't we do that? Now.
Yeah.
You have been sent a box of CDs.
Oh, great. Does it come with a CD player?
It doesn't come with a CD player.
Damn it.
There are a load of them. It's somebody having to clear out, basically.
Great. Oh, yeah. Send it to me. Thanks very much. I'll have those broken ones that you just dropped.
And there was a letter in there that isn't in the
Dear Chris, now. These are very, very valuable, one-of-a-kind CDs with an absolute fortune. Please don't let Dom drop them.
Yeah. Have a look, see what you think. The top CD is one that I think you'd really, really enjoy.
Wow. Okay. Oh, we've had the top one before. Chris Tarrant's Ultimate Party Mix.
Yes.
Ultimate Party Mega Mix.
Mega Mix.
There you are, with a picture of Chris Tarrant.
So this is Michael who sent this in from Doncaster. And basically, I think he's just having a bit of a clear out. I thought you might appreciate some old school CDs.
This is a great CD. It's the ultimate party mix from the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. Mixed by Chris Tarrant.
Not mixed.
No,
by
what's
Chris
he
Tarrant.
Got to do with
right.
it?
He's literally just put his face on it.
$13.99.
I know. Wow. CDs were so... I used to work in Art Price in Cambridge. It was $13.49 for a CD.
Delirium featuring Sarah McLachlan. Silence.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good one.
Space, Ibiza Dance... £15.99.
What?
That's from HMV. That's an HMV.
They were so expensive.
You can have that, Pip.
I think I've already got it, but...
Have you got that one? Have you?
Yeah.
Stretch and Vern presents Mad Dog, Get Up, Go Insane.
Right.
£2.99. The best 60s summer ever, £14. Oh, there you go.
£14.
Music from the 60s, Dom, reminds you of your 30s.
Wow.
Eclectic taste.
Very eclectic taste.
And then they've got some CD singles, The Rocky Story, Britney Spears Sometimes. Do you want that, James?
Yeah, I love that song.
There you go. That's yours. Manic Street Preachers, Everything Must Go.
Oh, great.
And
album.
Top Gear, 36 driving tracks.
Well, I raise you a Sonic. I've got
it
a
feels
Sonic.
So good.
Yeah.
Oh, is it the album?
The album.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's good.
Featuring It Feels So Good.
Pure Grooves, the 90s hit collection. Wow. 18 kicking dance floor fillers.
Shabba.
Do you have a CD player anywhere?
There was one in the studio.
Yeah. There is. Is there one? Is it still there?
Okay. Why? What do you want to hear?
I don't know. What do you think? But if, well, the Chris Tarrant one would be quite funny, well, probably.
He's not on it.
No, no, but he's the face of it, isn't he? So it's his album in a way.
Does he even know it's a thing?
Probably doesn't even, not even aware. They've just used his image, I imagine.
He got paid to take some pictures.
Exactly.
That's it. It probably paid for part, it probably paid for two terms of Toby's education.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you are. There's a picture of Chris on the cover.
He looks delighted to with himself.
And then on the back, a picture of him wearing a foam cowboy hat.
Is there a quote or anything like that he's gay for?
He's a little involved in this, doesn't he, I
Let
think.
Me have a little look.
Innocent from Tarrant.
Hope you enjoy the CD, Chris Tarrant.
No, literally...
Nothing.
No.
No.
Okay.
It's Chris Tarrant presents Ultimate Party Mix, and that's it. Oh, I bet there was an advert to go with it.
Oh, probably.
Get my Ultimate Party Megamix. Yeah, all your favourite songs Megamix together for the Ultimate Party. Oh, wait, Chris Tarrant.
It's got to be an advert.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris Tarrant, Ultimate Party Megamix. And that two CD, 14 quid.
Oh, it's so pricey. I used to buy mine from CD Wow. Do you remember CD Wow?
Oh, my God.
I used to send off for them.
What, James?
It's an advert.
Oh, there is
an advert.
It.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Thank you, Michael.
I bet it's this.
I'm Chris Tarrant. You get Sex Party, my party Megamix. All your favourite songs, including... And who can forget?
Yeah.
It's out now.
15 quid.
Daddy.
It's amazing.
Hello there. Yep, I'm doing this so that one day I can buy you a toaster. Carabunga. Eat my shorts.
That concludes the letters. Or if we can find the advert, obviously that'd be great. But that concludes the letters. Thanks very much, Michael, for sending all the CD stuff. And for the art, Joey, as well. It's awesome. We'll stick that in the Radio X brand room.
Letters by letters.
Exactly.
Right.
In letters. Letters and letters.
Good. If you have anything you'd like to send in to Mr. Dominic Byrne, here is the address to send it to. 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
What's the echo?
30 Leicester Square. In London. WC2H. 7LA.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you.
The Chris Miles Show.
7:41.
Radio X. Oh, no.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Jump into the Agile City SUV.
Radio X.
How the world can work better. With Indeed.
You're right, Sam. How's the job hunt?
Mate, I am knackered.
Oh, you're not getting any bites?
Lots. But I'm telling you, this hiring game is nuts. I've had online assessments, HR screening calls, peer interviews. I even had to do a group video call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, super awkward, by the way. And after weeks of that, I've still got no clue if I'm getting a job or not. Plus, I'm sick and tired of talking about myself.
Seems like a lot for one marketing job.
I reckon you could fill a double-decker bus with all the people I've talked to for this job.
But surely there's a better way.
Indeed, there is. The world can work better, and nobody understands that more than Indeed. The job search shouldn't feel like an endless gauntlet of interviews and assessments. That's why our online tools are built to match each candidate's CV with opportunities that complement their skills and experience. The world can work better, and it's already happening on Indeed.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Money Super 7, your mission. Saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. People can switch to a new credit card with us. We've got some great deals.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance. Money Supermarket could also save people up to £460 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £460. Consumer Intelligence, September 2024, 18 plus UK only.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Johnny Vaughan.
Iron Age mannequins. Who do they look like, Johnny?
What, all Iron Age mannequins? They all look like Martin Keown. All of them. Particularly Stone Age people.
But also, there's always a mum and a dad and kids, but all four of them look
like Martin Keown.
Yeah.
All of them with mullets.
They do.
They do. It's like a Tottenham fan was in charge. And thought, just make them look like Martin Keown.
What about the little girl?
Martin Keown.
Keown, just go with Keown. Just,
we've called her Martina.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
This afternoon from 4.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady.
Yeah.
It's a radio show, actually, Derek.
Radio X.
The time is 7:45.
Oh, my God, Jackie. Yeah, Bracky.
And this is the Chris Miles Show on Radio X.
Why does that tickle me every time?
Every time it does.
Yeah, I'm Bracky. I love it.
So, we got an announcement after 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
But I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
It is. It's huge.
Or mildly interesting.
Mm.
One or the other.
Oh, it's a big one.
And I can tell you now, it is nothing to do with Oasis.
No.
Okay.
That is true.
So just putting it out there now, mm-hmm. It's more to do with the Chris Moyles show than it is to do with Oasis.
Yes.
All right?
And
yes.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't heard, they've already announced that they're reuniting.
Who?
Whoa.
Oasis.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oasis are back, and we've got a huge announcement after 8 o'clock this morning. Do you love Liam and Noel?
I love you.
Love Oasis, and we've got an announcement to make at 8 o'clock this morning. Oasis are back, and we have an announcement after 8 this morning. See, I'm not saying that the announcement is to do with Oasis.
No, you're not.
I'm merely using the Oasis music, coincidentally, in the background. Do you love Oasis? We do too.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning, Radio X has a massive announcement after 8 o'clock today. There you go. Oh, two different things there.
Very different things.
It's good though, isn't it?
Oasis. And a huge announcement after 8 o'clock this morning here on Radio X. Do you have tickets to see Oasis in the summer? No, that's a shame. Radio X has a huge announcement after 8 o'clock this morning. That's nothing to do with Oasis. Love Oasis. Love Radio X. And we have an announcement to make after 8 o'clock this morning.
It's a little misleading, isn't it?
I don't think so. They're two separate things. Oasis, an announcement after 8.
I'm in love with a girl. I'm feeling like one said I'm most completely. She's in love with the world.
don't consider it cheating now.
That is the White Stripes at Radio X and Fell in Love with a Girl. The time.
This is the Content Klaxon.
Oh.
Because someone in the studio has some content for the show.
Well, you've been listening since 6:30. You know it's not me. I don't have anything for the show today, James.
It's not me.
Clearly not you. Pippa.
It's not me.
Captain Crapbeard.
It's not me.
Oh. Dom.
Hello, it's me.
Ow!
Now, this is something I spotted a couple of weeks ago, yeah, which I really should have told you about earlier. Tom Kerridge came in as a guest, not last week, the week before.
Yeah.
He was very lovely. Tom Kerridge is very infectious. He has a lovely personality. I don't mean he's infectious.
What's wrong with him?
His personality is infectious.
Still, what
he's
is it?
Not.
He's
not.
He did look a bit pale and sweaty when he came in.
He's not infectious, but his personality is. And he has a certain laugh, which I love. I love his laugh. Mm. But when he laughed, he sounded exactly like something else. There was something from a song that he basically did exactly the same laugh. Now, do you want to hear his laugh first? Have you got a clip just of his laugh, or is it all
it's all
together?
Bit, I believe.
So I pointed this out to
You're
Captain.
All over this.
I am. I pointed this out to Captain, who sat next to me, and went, that sounds just like da-da-da, and Captain went, I'm on it.
Right.
I'm on it. Do you want to hear the clip?
Yeah.
So this starts with a bit of your chat.
Yeah.
Tom Kerridge laughing.
Yeah.
Then it goes into the song that I think he sounds just like.
The people come up to you all the time at a pub in the park and go, excuse me, what did, Tom, oh,
where's the toilet?
Where's the toilet?
Come on. He's doing it.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
It is exactly the same. Ah, I enjoyed that.
Do you want to hear it again?
Shall we?
All right. The people come up to you all the time at a pub in the park and go, excuse me, what, do you, Tom, oh,
do where's the toilet?
Where's the toilet? Very well done. Very well done.
That was the Content Klaxons. Because someone in the studio had some content for the show.
Well done.
Yeah.
You were so giddy about that.
I really was. As soon as he laughed, that sounds just
this
like...
This is the Content Klaxons. Because someone in the studio has some content for the show.
That's two klaxons.
In a row.
Oh, my gosh.
What? James, is it you?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
James, yes, it is you.
Yeah. Oh, wow, this is exciting.
I'm on it.
Yeah,
I have found.
Is this something that happened 2 weeks ago and you finally got it on the air?
No, 20 minutes ago, we sent in a CD called Chris Tarrant's Ultimate Party Megamix.
I have it here.
There it is.
Actual CD. It's got Chris Tarrant on the front. And I think that's literally his involvement.
$13.99.
And I said, there's probably an advert of this somewhere.
Yeah.
There is.
Hi, get my Ultimate Party Megamix. Oh, no.
It's quite a short advert.
Right.
Because these adverts run showcase all of the music that exists on this compilation.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to fade this up?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Pick up the only party album you'll ever need.
There's actually quite a lot to unpack in those 8 seconds.
Wow. Wow. So he's DJing on the decks like, you know, Fatboy Slim in the Rockefeller Skank video.
Yeah.
He's got a cowboy hat on. But Chris Tarrant's wearing a foam.
A gigantic
foam cowboy hat,
yeah,
in red. And he's on the decks. He's hosting a party.
D-Ream.
Yeah.
And the Macarena.
Yeah.
It basically
says two tracks.
Yeah. And they're the ones.
It's not the ultimate party magnet, but you'd need more. That's me. You need.
Pick out the only party album you'll ever need. It's Chris Tarrant's Ultimate Party Megamix. Now.
You just say out now, though, on it.
Oh, no.
That's really good.
And they've clustered together a few people to make it look like he's in the middle of a crowd. Just.
So on the CD, it says 40 hits from the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. Chumbawamba, The Tamper, Village People, The Gap Band, Madness, Cher, Steps, Lulu. Chris Tarrant presents the Ultimate Party Megamix. There's more information on the front of the CD than there actually is in the advert.
Yeah, absolutely. He's having a lovely time.
He looks like Toby.
He really, I was thinking that he does, doesn't he?
That's scary. There's
that
you.
Shirt on.
There's you next to him there.
Yeah.
That's me.
I'll play it from the top one more time.
Have we got time?
Oh, we got all the time in the world, don't you?
Pick out the only party album you'll ever need. It's Chris Tarrant's Ultimate Party Megamix.
Shot of him on the CD, he looks demented.
At the beginning, is he like turning one of the records with just an index finger?
Oh yeah, he is, yeah. And then is it cut to Peter Kay? That first person, I know this is very visual. Oh, is it me? It's me!
Is it old you?
Pick up!
There's James Robinson just under the R. There's Pippa!
We're all in there.
Oh my God!
I don't remember filming that.
I don't remember it.
What an advert. I wonder how long that took to film.
Can we have it one more time? I just want to listen to the wording. Somebody wrote the script, you know, somebody got paid to write.
Pick up the only party album you'll ever need. It's Chris Tarrant's Ultimate Party Megamix. Now.
I mean, TV advertising for that.
I love how Mike's texting saying content's a strong word, isn't it?
Rude. Well, listen, the content klaxon, when it goes off, it's officially content.
That was the content klaxons, because someone in the studio had some content for the show.
Oh, no. Pick up my ultimate party megamix featuring D-Ream and the Macarena. Oh, perfect for your 8-minute parties.
Everyone you'll need. That's so good.
Oh, you'll need.
He has any recollection of that at all?
No, Tarrant, God, no.
He was doing like 3 of those a week.
No, not a clue. He has no idea.
Yeah.
By the way, we haven't mentioned the podcast for a while. We should give that another tickle because I think it's not long for this life. I think maybe the end of this week, it all gone forever.
Right.
So if you haven't got the podcast yet, oh God, Drunk Alan was going to sit down and watch it with his other half last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I said to Pip.
Have you heard anything?
I said to Pip. I said to Tiff, do you want to sit down and watch the podcast? And she went, well, I don't know. Do you? I'm like, no.
No.
So she went, all right then. So we watched something else instead.
Yeah.
Had a right odd laugh. So yeah, I'll remind you of that. But as I say, we have an announcement to make after 8, and it's nothing to do with Oasis. Do not go anywhere.
The Chris Miles Show.
Do you like Oasis? Now,
the Chris Moyle Show
with the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
It's important to show some love to those who are part of your journey. The ones who've taken you places you never thought you'd go. So, show a little love to your vehicle with eBay. Get 15% off car parts and accessories using the code PART15. Find the right part at the right price with eBay. Selected sellers only. Ends February 19th. Minimum spend £9.99. Maximum discount £75. T's and C's apply.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
Calling all roadrunners, pedal pushers, splash makers, and thrill seekers. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Take on the challenge and get moving for people affected by breast cancer. This year, tick off a bucket list goal, hit a personal best, or discover a new hobby at an event for Breast Cancer Now. The money you raise will help fund our life-changing research and support. Sign up now and we'll support you with everything you need. Search Breast Cancer Now fundraising events.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you, but we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg, a JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
It's our big birthday year, so we're celebrating the fresher deals, like the brand new Taco Bee Saver Sub. And from only $2.99 for a 6-inch Saver Sub or $3.99 for a meal, we think you'll be celebrating too. Subway, 60 years, fresher than ever. At participating stores for in-store orders only. Extras cost more. Cannot combine with other offers. Meal deal includes a sub, salad or a wrap, regular drink, crisps or a cookie. Freshly prepared for order.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Do you like Oasis?
I love Oasis, Chris.
Me too. We've got an announcement to make after the news.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they're two separate statements.
Right. Okay.
Do you like Formula One?
Love Formula One.
Me too. We've also got an announcement to make after the news. That's nothing to do with Formula
One. Nothing to do with F1.
Okay. You'll find out what that is, and so...